take. If you afraid, then come along with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Happy Tribe opener on this Friday here, the Tribe home opener, I should say, on this Friday. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Kid will be with us in studio momentarily as well. Got a lot to go through today. It is Indians opening day, so one of our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics would be, what is your favorite opening day memory? And, of course, that can be any sport. Call your shot for this year's Indians team. How many games do they win? Do they make the playoffs? What would be the one food item you'd want to have at the game? Also, the Browns preseason schedule was released yesterday. Two home games to kick it off, at home against Washington, at home against Buffalo on Thursday Night Football for Pettine versus Rex Ryan, which is going to be awesome. And then on the road for two, the big tune-up, Tampa Bay, week three, and then to Chicago to finish out the preseason. I like this schedule. I like the primetime game. I also like the fact that you get a nice little break between that second preseason game and the third preseason game. You'll be on the road for those final two, get a nice trip to Tampa Bay for the team. I like it. I like the way the schedule's laid out.
Yeah, I like the schedule too, and I really do. And I love the fact that there's no significant dominant playoff team as a part of our preseason. And the reason why is so that, you know, as we build throughout training camp, there's going to be hype surrounding certain players, hype surrounding how good our defense has looked and how our offense has progressed. And when you run into a team at any point in the preseason and they play well, that could knock some of what you felt you were building, and more so than anything, affect your fan base. Even though, you know, you take the preseason with a grain of salt, it's more about the evaluation. It's more about mastering what you're going to do in the upcoming season, and it's still a very much so a work in progress. But, you know, we're going to see RG3. You're going to see the Washington Redskins, who have a question at quarterback, which will be interesting to see who starts that, whether it be Kirk Cousins, Colt McCoy, or RG3. And or if they, you know, potentially draft a quarterback. You've got the Buffalo Bills, I think, is going to be the great matchup, simply because it's ESPN, Rex Ryan, new head coach, and for a lot of people, a lot of analysts, a lot of NFL insiders, the Buffalo Bills were the, you know, the most proactive team in free agency and the newest makeovers that they've added to their roster. And then, like you said, the true dress rehearsal of seeing the 22 starters, or say 25 starters, they're going to play a significant of the reps for the Browns on offense and defense. We'll play about 2.5 or 3 quarters, and we'll really get to know what we've got. My only question is that how vastly improved are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to be with their questions, you know, on their roster 1-53, and questions surrounding the quarterback position as well?
And it's a good tune-up for you. As you said, it was a couple years ago that going against the Indianapolis Colts kind of took the wind out of the Browns' sails in week three of the preseason after Whedon had started off so hot. God, that seems like a long time. It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, right?
But I like the schedule. I like going on the road for the final two.
I
kind
do too.
Of everybody hunker down, get together, set the
business
53.
Trip. It changes the mindset when you got to go on the road for those last two. Guys are trying to play their way onto the roster or stay on the roster. You've got to be laser focused. That extra time means that Jim O'Neill and John DeFilippo will go deeper into their playbook prior to that dress rehearsal versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you're going to get a more business-like attitude with this team, because they know right around the corner there's that fast turnaround to that Thursday game, with cuts coming there soon thereafter on Saturday.
Right, they got to be ready to go, and that last preseason game can matter. We saw it matter for Isaiah Crowell last year, and it certainly will matter again this season as the team tries to pare down to the 53-man roster at that time. And it's also critical, you know, you got two road games, get down to the 53, then Ray Farmer's suspension will begin for the Browns. But I like the fact that they are on the road. I think that's good at the end of it, and I think it will ultimately end up helping this team out. Masters going on right now. Jordan Spieth running away with
killing it.
12 under for those of you in the Tiger obsession. 2 under today through 9. He's at 1-under for the tournament.
He's in line to make the cut. I think the cut line's about +2, +3.
He's tied for 17 right now.
Yeah, you'll see Tiger for the weekend as of now.
As of now, you will. Right now, the leader, Spieth at -12, Hoffman -7, Ernie Els in third.
My guy, Charlie
-5.
Hoffman, he just hangs around.
Who is Charlie Hoffman?
Charlie Hoffman, my connection to Charlie Hoffman. He's my guy simply because when I was playing with the San Diego Chargers, got my second contract, and my wife and I bought a beautiful home in Poway, California. It's about 25 minutes north of Qualcomm Stadium or north of downtown, a little bit inland, not on the beach. And Charlie Hoffman is a Poway High School graduate. So he's, simply because I got to meet him a few times when he came out to practice, and so as well as Phil Mickelson. So I'm always biased to guys that, I've met before. I want to see them do well.
Rob Hausler, who was with us yesterday, is doing a press conference call right now with all the local media. And Jeremy Fowler just tweeted out this quote from Rob Hausler on utilizing his speed. And I quote, "I'm a Mexican. They don't expect much. That gives me a little bit of an edge."
He's a pretty funny guy.
I want him back in the studio now. I liked Hausler. Kid walks in, striding confidently like he's walking up 18 at Augusta National with the lead of the Masters tournament.
The kid is here. But, you're right. It's like, and it's those comments, you could see, this guy is...
he's got a little bit of personality.
He's young. He's got a personality. Yeah. He's got a little bit of flair. That's what happens when you play on the West Coast. And that's what, he'll bring, and he'll be vastly accepted by this locker room. And it's something I look forward to seeing him in a Browns uniform. The new Browns uniform.
Which will be unveiled on Tuesday, 7:30 on News Channel 5, also on the Browns app and ClevelandBrowns.com. The kid strides into the studio. I said you were walking in like you were walking up 18 with the lead at the Masters, kid.
I'll tell you what. We know who's going to be leading on Sunday. This kid's unbelievable.
Speak what did the kid. If
he's 4-under today, he may go 25-under.
He could. What's the all-time tournament record?
18.
After 36, it's 14.
He's
at 12 right now with 2 par 5s to play.
He's definitely going to threaten that kid.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's just a shame that I was a year too early on putting a couple shekels behind him.
A couple of shekels behind him. Kid, opening day for the Tribe, other than Todd, Derry, maybe Jacuzzi, Ricky. Is that on your radar?
Sleep. Put me to sleep. That's what baseball does. Is there ever been an opening day with less fanfare than this one?
Oh, people are fired up. People are downtown.
Absolutely.
This whole office is going. The coaches are all going.
And you
got to
figure they're
going
to go Indians-Cavs tonight?
Yeah, you could go back-to-back right there.
I'm going to the Flavalier game tonight.
Are you?
I'll be in attendance. I was a little nervous that 23 was going to sit it out, but word has come out that he's playing.
Who are you going with tonight, kid?
Going with a few couples, making a dinner and a Cavs game.
Who do they have tonight?
The Celtics.
Oh,
the Celtics.
All right.
Very nice.
Pad the stats.
Actually, you almost hate to say it, but if you're going to tank a game, maybe this is the one to tank. Rather play the Celtics in the first round than any of the other teams that are fighting for the spots.
So it is interesting. You say this is not a lot of fanfare, but there's a lot of fanfare around this Tribe team right now.
Come on.
Sports Illustrated said they're winning the World Series.
Who cares about baseball besides for my guy TD?
He does. Jacuzzi Ricky texted me today, Tribe home opener. Yeah.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be at work. If it was a Saturday, do you think he'd be there?
No. Baseball, and I used to be really into baseball.
I've never been into baseball.
I was, because when I grew up in the Bay Area with the A's, we got season tickets in 87, and that got you into you got to go to the All-Star game. They hosted the All-Star game that year. Then they went to the World Series 88, 89, 90. You had the Bash Brothers. So I was a big baseball fan. I played baseball.
You know when I was a big baseball fan here in Cleveland is when, Albert Bell, Carlos Baerga, Omar Vizquel, that team, the Mike Hargrove team.
So you're a Fairweather fan.
Yes, absolutely. When it comes to baseball, I want to watch quality baseball.
I
want to see the ball leave the park.
I like playoff baseball when every pitch matters and there's palpable tension, but
there is tension.
There's too much 162 games, there's too many games. Ugh.
I agree with there being tension in the playoffs, but when I realized I really just didn't care for baseball was 2007. I was at the ALCS, we were playing Boston, and we were winning the game and I was looking around going, "Is it over yet?" Baseball, I just realized it's boring to me. There is tension. But basketball and football, there's tension and excitement. Baseball is not exciting.
You're right about that. It's like when you go to a professional sports game and you actually have tickets, do you not worry at a basketball or football game that you're going to miss something? So you run to the concession stand at a break. At a baseball game, you leave whenever you want to go grab a beer, to go grab a dog, to go get some peanuts, because it's like watching paint dry. You're like, I'll catch it. What? It's going to be a couple of ground outs and a strikeout.
There are a lot of people going to be unhappy. Gibbs, what's your take on this?
Uh-oh.
He's dealing with stuff, guys.
That's what happens when you're a highfalutin executive over there.
It is. That's what happens when you're Gibbs, when you're running the show, calling the shots, doing everything over there. So we got the Masters. We got some mock drafts to go through here today as well. This will be your first opportunity. What do you think about this uniform reveal? Are you excited? This is the last time you're going to be on before that.
You know, I'll be excited in September to see it. I think that it's just – I'm just not for hyping up logos and jerseys. I thought it would be cool. Wilhelm and I talked
about
it.
These are going to be awesome.
I know they're going to be awesome, but we both talked about it maybe if they would have been unveiled at the draft, like for the first person to be wearing it, the first-round pick this year would have been sweet. That would have been a great reveal. But then Wilhelm brought up a good point is, you know, maybe we want to try to sell some before the draft in case some Browns fans are making the five-hour trek out to Chicago.
Of course. Absolutely. Of course.
We got two picks.
Of course. Some other news reports, and maybe my eyes could confirm them, I can't say one way or the other, but Danny Shelton, Devontae Parker, supposed to be in the house here today.
Woo!
And I may have seen somebody with a rather large necklace looking like a very menacing figure in the middle of an opposing defense, or in the middle of our defense, by the way. And
I want to see how large this dude is.
He's big.
Okay.
He's big.
He's round.
Did I miss the congratulations for Sasha Brown?
No, let's do that right now. Yes. So
yes,
Sasha Brown.
Slightly.
You did, yes. We talked about it yesterday briefly on the show. So Sasha Brown was named a Sports Business Journal's prestigious 40 under 40 list. Alex Shiner's been on that list, team president. Chief Revenue Officer Brent Stelick's made it before. They're both out there celebrating.
And we
Sasha
all know
Brown.
Brent has the best title in all sports.
Chief Revenue Officer?
I mean, to be called the Chief Revenue Officer, what could be better?
It's pretty good.
No, I'm serious. It's the best title in sports.
Why don't we form a company, kid, and you could be the chief revenue officer?
You know, I'm going to change my business card to say chief revenue officer.
You should.
I might do
that.
Because
you handle everything, right? So, therefore, you can essentially choose your own title.
Pick your title. Revenue officer. Yeah, so congratulations to Sashi. Well-deserved. In fact, people from Jacksonville have been sending a lot of congratulations his way. And your
my
good
boy
friend,
Seth Jacobs,
Seth
also.
From IMG.
40 under 40. Not IMG. What's the one?
CAA.
Yeah, CAA.
My mistake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but he was there, and apparently him and Sash broke some bread and had a nice little conversation.
Well, I hope for Seth he didn't break bread, actually.
Well, yeah, probably not. But if Sashi wants to come in here and share the experience with us, you know, we'd love to have
him.
We would. I don't know. Sashi Brown doesn't seem to be
he's
the kind of guy.
Never
he doesn't
been
want to
on
get
the show.
In front of the microphone. No.
He's a behind-the-scenes
I'm
going to
call
worker.
Him out. We want Sashi. We want Sashi.
Sashi Brown. He has set, by the way, his over-under for rounds of golf with us this year, the kid, at 6.
I mean, I hope I'd love to take the over, but we know the you know his time for golf is
duty
is
calls. Very, duty calls.
No, he's if his wife is duty, then yeah, I mean she's we got to let her get some more rounds of golf in.
Hold on, let's talk golf for a second because we're going to be playing a lot. This trio here will be playing a lot of golf together this year.
So we hope.
So I asked Matt Wilhelm about his handicap.
I'm like
a 22. So I said, do you usually shoot in the 90s or the 100s? Oh, usually like 95, but by the end of the season, then I'm constantly in the mid 80s. I said, then you're not
then
a 22.
He's not a 22.
It's okay. You're right. That's fine. I just have never been tracked.
He's going to play straight up with me.
I've never been tracked. I've never played enough golf to. I've never. You know, I can't say. In some cases, summer, I've never played 10 rounds. And also, too, sometimes early in the early goings, I don't keep score. I go out to play. For me, it's about 5 hours to myself.
And by the way,
outside.
I told him that when we play for a little bit of money. And he's like, no, I don't play for money.
Oh, God.
That's what I said. I don't know.
Listen to the says the scratch golfer over here.
Do you know how hard
well,
it is for
give
me
strokes.
When I'm giving
he's
you
to stroke a hole?
Okay. Strokes.
You want to play straight
I don't
up?
Want your
I'll play you
I don't want your strokes.
Fine, okay. You play straight up. You play me straight up. You're not on my team.
I'll
me and the kid.
We'll go putt-putt first.
The most dynamic team in all of Cleveland. Kid and the kid.
That's where the kid came from.
That's where it is where the kid came from.
The golf course.
From the golf course,
nice.
Yes. So, Masters today, the fact that the Masters are in round two, and it's the Tribe Home Opener, which has your attention this afternoon on the television? Is there even a question?
Wait.
No question.
My Masters app is open as we speak, and I'm watching Amen Corner.
You're violating one of the rules of Evco's
Who?
Radio hosting.
Who?
To be not be distracted
I'm
by...
a former football player who now does radio.
And you can multicast. Gibbs, are you still doing things? What does that mean, Gibbs? The audience wants to know.
Is someone working on the board?
People want to know, what does doing things mean? Still vague.
He's still very serious.
Very
too.
Vague. Very serious.
Sorry.
The boss.
Let's keep talking
the
to
boss
him
must
awkwardly.
Be in.
Sorry. Sorry about Gibbs throwing in orders as well. All right, we're going to take our first break here on this Friday.
It is Friday.
What's the one food item you'd want to have at a ball game? That's a good question. I think I have an interesting answer to that. We'll go with that when we come back. Call your shot on the Indians if you'd like. We're going to get into Mel Kiper's mock draft at 1:30. Matt Miller, Bleacher Report, NFL draft scout. He has released his new first-round mock draft. I think you'll be happy with any of these scenarios, but the Kiper one is the most interesting. We also have sound bites from Mel Kiper. Still to come, the Friday forecast. A lot of stuff going up right here. CBD. Call us up, 216-578-0050. We'll talk Masters. We'll talk Tribe. We'll talk Browns. We'll talk the Cavaliers.
We're not talking.
216-578-0050. Kid says no Tribe. Kid, you're overruled. It's Tribe home opener.
Because I'm